Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
4:30, we'll sit and spin today a playlist for people who hate Christmas music.
Oh, perfect.
So if you want to listen to something else, man, it is everywhere. I mean, it's close enough. I get it. It's just you go anywhere and it's Christmas music. You can go to a dive bar. It's Christmas music. It doesn't matter. You go to a Denny's. It's Christmas music.
It is. I was having a grocery day store yesterday earlier, and I'm like seething bad mood, and I almost started laughing out loud because the Christmas music's playing, and keep in mind, I got like three things going on in my head, and I'm like, I'm going to kill somebody. And all I can hear is, it's the most wonderful time. And to be fair, it actually stopped me, and I smiled. I'm like,
no, it's not.
This is so ridiculous just for how I feel, and he's crooning that stuff. I'm like, all right.
Here's one that you didn't see coming. The South Carolina Department of Public Health is responding to an ongoing measles outbreak in the upstate region. 138 confirmed cases. Of these cases, 135 are centered around Spartanburg County.
Oh, Spartanburg.
Highlighting the areas they say significant health concern. The outbreak was confirmed on October 2nd and is defined as three or more linked cases of the same infectious disease. Officials note that some cases are related to travel or close contact with confirmed cases, while others lack a known source, indicating that the measles virus is circulating within the community. And it is highly contagious, with individuals able to spread the disease 4 days before and after the appearance of a rash. Now, I'm assuming with measles, I got vaccinated as a kid.
Yeah.
And it works for the rest of my life.
Pretty much. That's how it works.
That's kind of impressive.
Well, it's kind of the point.
Well, I know that, but I mean seriously.
That's why they do that.
Because the flu strain changes every year.
Changes all the time.
You go in with a different shot if you want to get that. But
what's the one you got to get like every 10 years? It kind of hurts.
Like maybe
I thought it was measles,
maybe it's not. Or something.
Maybe, I don't know.
Tetanus.
Oh yeah.
Tetanus.
Fun.
All right.
Our question: what is the sickest you've ever been? 206-803-ROCK.
I mean, that was like, damn.
Yeah, that one sucks. Hello, Paul. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Hey, I had in September 22 undiagnosed Crohn's and a blocked large intestine. That just about killed me.
Why did they finally diagnose it? What happened that you decided to go to the hospital?
Well, I went to a doc in the box, and they told me to make an appointment with a GI guy. And that was a month out. But the next day, my wife drove me to Good Sam's in Puyallup. And I was in there within 3 hours. I was on the table, and they took out a ruptured 18 inches of bowel.
What do you think? I mean,
that's a band name. 18 inches of bowel.
Back to the food game we all play when we get sick or whatever. You know, was it the steak? What do you think bound y'all up?
I think it was going on for a long time. But, I just was getting sicker and sicker and eating less and less.
And what exactly? We've all heard of Crohn's disease, but what is it exactly? What has gone wrong?
It's where your body starts attacking your intestines, thinking it's a. The white cells attack your intestines.
Okay, that is a problem. I can see how that goes
wrong. And there was nothing you did, diet-wise or lifestyle-wise, that would contribute to this. It just happened to you, right?
Well, I do like my beer, so I'm sure that my diet and lifestyle probably contributed to it somehow.
But did the doctor say any connection between, like, beer or alcohol and Crohn's disease?
No.
Okay. Right.
And so did you change your diet? Are you on, like, a Mediterranean diet now, or, you know?
I still like my beer, but it took a lot of, you know, they after they did all my plumbing, they put me on a colostomy bag for a year and a half.
Ooh.
And then they got me on the right, you know, injections to stop the Crohn's. And okay. Then I got reconnected in February 2024.
Oh, so you opened up the restaurant again?
Yeah.
So what was it like taking a poop for the first time in a year and a half?
Boy, it's the best thing ever.
Yeah. I mean, you don't know what you've got until it's gone,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
It's like, oh, man.
I did it.
Now, when you have a colostomy bag, are you aware when you're pooping, or is it just happening?
Oh, you're definitely aware. I mean, I had a Hartzman's pouch, which is just to the left of your belly button.
All right.
And, yeah, it's obvious what you got there. You know, it's a four-size bag at least.
Is it full-time, or does it, just like when you would have a bowel movement, you know, like you have it all at once, and then you're pretty well done. I mean, sometimes you get a couple in the morning, but or is it just a continuous drip, so to speak?
Oh, no. It's, you know, I'd have a couple cups of coffee in the morning, and we know what that does.
Sure.
And so I'd get that done, and then for the rest of the day, I was pretty well good, and then like in the evening maybe a little bit after I eat dinner, but then, you know, just start the next day pretty much the same routine.
Well, when you wake up, is it full?
No.
Okay, so it still operates kind of the same as your body would.
Yeah, for the most part.
All right. Okay.
And is it a reusable bag? Now that you empty it, rinse it, put it back on, or do you have disposable bags?
Well, there's a way to empty it and just clean it up really good and put it back on. I used to change mine like three times a week.
Okay. And then just put a sandwich in there afterward. Ham and cheese.
Because you have like a wax ring that
you don't want to waste the bag.
Into and yeah, it in a way it is kind of like a Ziploc because you have a wax ring that you put on there that has a like a Ziploc thing that hooks the bag onto.
Did you ever not do that properly?
The first time I did it, yeah, I did not seal it properly. And
yeah.
I'm guessing that never happened again?
I never did it again.
Yeah. My best shirts. It's like wearing white to a barbecue place. Uh-huh. What is the sickest you've ever been? 206-803-ROCK. Yeah,
I had a teacher in high school, right? And he taught. He was the track coach and this and that. He's a small dude, but he wore the baggiest shirts.
Okay.
So, like, one day after class, I was just like, why do you wear it? And he's like, well, I have a colostomy bag. I was like, oh.
Was he out there running as well or just coaching? I just feel like if I had a colostomy bag, the last thing, track, and but you know, cross country, maybe, track.
Man, I think he still ran.
Really?
Well, yeah. You know, like,
I just don't know how secure those things are. Exactly. I mean, I'm telling you, I know nothing about it, but it just seems like track, where you're in full sprint from the time you start and have a colostomy bag.
Well, I had a grandma that had one.
He was definitely the long distance coach part of the track.
That does help.
Right, he was a
hand on the 50 meter dash. Yeah, right. I was like, bro,
he's not doing the 100.
My grandmother was very proud, so to speak, and she didn't talk about her medical stuff.
Yeah,
but she was a strict, but she had a colostomy bag, and you know, we just thought as kids that she did not like to hug us. She did not want to pick us up. She was just kind of a cold bitch. That's cold. I mean, you love her. You love her. But I mean, we all just thought that because we did not know
as
that.
As children,
we thought she was a
cold bitch.
Yeah, exactly. Like grandma's.
As most little kids.
Grandma's
do.
Mean. You know, she won't hug
well,
you.
Well, I get that. But cold just bitch. As a kid.
Damn. Yeah, I know. You know what I'm saying? It's just like everybody's like, yeah, she is who she is. You know, she's
how old
maybe
are
she
you?
Doesn't like kids.
How old were you when you found out? Like, that's why.
By the time I was an adult, I was like, that explains everything.
Yeah, well, sure. Yeah,
I just didn't know at the time. What is the sickest you've ever been? 206-803-ROCK.
Cold bitch, you know.
Cold bitch, man.
Cold bitch grandma.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, she gave you presents and stuff. You just couldn't get a hug.
Yeah, okay.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Hello, Denise. Welcome to the men's room.
Thank you.
Hola.
I hope you guys are having a great day.
Yeah,
thank you. You too.
I was sick out on the road. I've been on the road most of my life, well, half my life, being an entertainment truck driver, and I was starting out the NASCAR circuit, and I spent about, every 200 miles on the side of the road sitting on the Peterbilt step, projectile vomiting, because I didn't know my gallbladder was about to explode like the other lady.
How long were these symptoms showing?
I'm kind of stubborn and kind of an idiot and didn't want to miss work, and I wanted to keep my body parts. I'm running out of extra ones, so I tried to keep it for about a year. So every, 3 months, you'd spend throwing up everything you ate for the last 3 days.
But did you know at the time that it was your gallbladder?
Nah, I've got a lot of allergies, too, so I thought maybe it was an allergic reaction to something. And, no, I actually didn't find out till I came back home that it was the gallbladder. And they're like, yeah, you kind of need to have it out. And I made a couple of trips to the ER to get pumped up with fluids and just wanted to keep working through the season. And then I made one trip one night, and pretty much my vision was going. I was going completely black and just all kinds of things were going wrong, and it was like, Steve was like, well, I think it's, and then all of a sudden the doctor said the S word and was like, your infection marker is supposed to be below like 18, and it was like over 500, so
Jesus.
He's like, you're going to the hospital tonight, so.
What is your biggest, you still a driver?
Yeah.
What is your biggest threat? Deep vein thrombosis or like what? Just being on your ass for that long of a time. What do you need to look out for?
It just seems like, you know, because we're driving so many miles and you drink caffeine and you kill your kidneys and, you know, I'm in my 50s now. So all my friends are slowly like disappearing off Facebook because they croaked. So it's like, you know, the food out there isn't. It's all rich and
well.
Whatever.
It's NASCAR. They're not going to pull into San Francisco for sushi.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. You're eating chili dogs down in Martinsville.
You're stopping at
I mean, it sounds delicious.
You're living living at a Perkins.
Did you drive for like tours, like music tours as well, or just NASCAR?
I started out in the tour business. I was in grocery and I was like, I'm tired of this. I'm going to go do something fun. And one of the guys was out on the road, and he said, well, how about rock and roll? And I was like, yeah, how do you do that? And the next thing I know, like 2 weeks later, I'm out on the road doing, I started out with the Eagles, and
really?
Then went to Springsteen and Billy Joel, Elton, you know.
What was the biggest caravan of the tours you were on, as far as the number of trucks,
That was my second tour, and that was there was three sets of 90 trucks on the Rolling Stones, but I ended up not doing that one and going out to Springsteen. They asked me to be the lead on that, and it was my first lead ever. And it was 13 trucks, but we only had 7 drivers, so we actually had to piggyback everything. And half the guys were from Canada and only spoke French, so it was really an interesting tour.
Well, dude, does Nils Lofgren wave to you and say, hey, how you doing? How's your day?
Pardon?
Like Nils Lofgren or anybody in the band. I mean, do they recognize you since you're working with them?
Oh, good Lord, yeah. It was so awesome because, like, Carlos Santana was one of my
beautiful
longest tours, and he actually, I got mad at the company I was with at the time and came back home for a bit, and they said, you either get her back or we're going to quit you, which they did. They ended up going with a different company for a while because I wouldn't go in. But Carlos had come out and eat dinner with us. He'd come out and pat. Yeah, he was the most awesome because he'd come out and pat you on the back at the end of the night.
Well, the problem
is, great you were after he did a 5-hour show. So
With your CDL license, the best thing that Carlos has got is weed. I've gotten stoned on his bus before. It's really good, but you can't do that. See,
what is your average day like when you're out on these big ass tours? Like you said, Springsteen, Billy Joel, all this stuff.
We were talking about that. We've talked about it a lot lately for some reason. I don't know. We're all reminiscing, but because we went into television after that, and it's 5-star hotels and being spoiled. But when you're out on the road and the parking lots and the dirt tours and all that, it's just you drive all night, and a lot of times it's not exactly. Nowadays it's getting where you have to be legal, but back then it wasn't. And it was like they just pay you a lot of money to do it. So you drive all night, get there, just dead, load in, go eat, lay down, get back up, load out, drive all night again. And that was just every night after night after night.
But you're also sleeping in your truck. And I'm sure that with the size of that equipment, it's not exactly peaceful to be, you know, unloading,
Lord,
loading in and trying to get a nap.
Well, and just sound check, you know, when you'd be, especially with Springsteen, he wanted to blow everybody out and he wanted them to sound like it was like right in their ears in a headphone. So if you were backed up to anywhere near the dock or whatever, if you couldn't get away, you cannot carry on a conversation with somebody on the phone.
You start getting sick of the music after a while. Like, you could love Springsteen, but when you hear the same song night
after night, peaceful, easy feeling.
And you're not in the band playing and having the adrenaline rush. You're not in the crowd having the time of your life. Like, you're just tired and really don't feel like hearing this ass.
Sometimes, you know, the tired and not being able to sleep thing, but no, it actually works exactly the opposite. I was pretty much a country girl when I went out there, and I ended up liking the Strokes and name it, anybody that I went out with, because you start to listen to it and realize that their musical talent and ability, no matter what genre it's in, is just amazing, you know, for most of those artists that get to that level.
Also, man, there are some dark areas in this country as far as radio goes. I just drove to one to see my mom and grandma in West Virginia. There were 6 country stations. And that was it, I think.
Yeah.
For the most part. I mean, they might have done a classic country station. They did a new country station. They were fighting with another new country station.
But you know your audience.
Yeah, I mean, that was it. I was just like, they don't like rock. I mean, you don't have one like classic rock station, or I can't get a double shot of Foreigner or wherever the hell it is.
Right, right.
In the middle of nowhere.
Some of those tours, too, right? Like, my buddy does it for a living, but he works for a massive artist. So, like, his backstage, like, that food is awesome.
So he gets hooked up all the time.
Well, like, he plans the menu and everything. So, all the people that drive the trucks, like, really like working on that tour. So it's just, like, the quality of food is just so much higher.
What is the sickest you've ever been? 206-803-RUN.
Not getting served meatballs and spaghetti from an idiot like me is my point.
Hello, Nate. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys. Hola, Vitola.
Hola.
So, last year, my kids gave me hand, foot, and mouth. So typically, like, adults don't get it. They just had like a fever. My daughter had like a little bit of a rash, and we didn't really know what it was. And then I got a horrible fever. I was in bed all day, just in a fetal position. And then after that, I was fine, and I was like, oh, great, I'm all done. And then I had like a little tiny pustule on my finger, and I'm like, oh, you know, not bad. And then it started spreading. Like, I got it in my hair. It came down my face. It was, you know, on my hands, underneath my feet.
Ugh.
And it was just everywhere, like all over my legs. Not on my torso, just on my arms, my hands. On the bottoms of my feet were the worst, because just walking around on, like, the pustules was just nightmarish.
What exactly what is it? I've heard of it, but I mean, is it a bacterial infection? Is it a virus or what?
It's a viral infection. And, but yeah, most like, it's, I think like only like 1% of adults like get it. But, I was the lucky 1%. And then, even then, like the pustules lasted about like a week
and they finally all died down. It was kind of like chicken pox.
So is there any...
And I'm over it, and then I'm like, oh, thank God, like, you know, that's done. But then, like, things downstairs started swelling up to the size of, like, softballs.
Oh, no.
Four!
And then, like... And then after that, I'm like, okay, now surely this has to be over. And, like...
Hello?
And, of course,
that's... Laminating.
Okay. Oh, there we go.
You cut out there for a second. So it ends up going downstairs, okay. And then what happened after that?
So then after that, like a week later, my fingernails started, like, delaminating and, like, falling off.
Oh, my God.
Jesus, dude.
You got to be thinking you're dying at this point.
Had you been to the hospital yet?
No, because it's a viral infection, so they can't do anything for you. And they're just like, and everything I read, like, online, they're just like, you just have to wait it out. And there's so many people online that I was reading their things, and they're like, a lady's like, I've been pregnant 3 times. She's like, I would prefer being pregnant again than having this.
How long does it last?
There's not an antibiotic? Like a Z-Pack?
No, because it's viral. So it's okay. There's nothing they could do. You just wait it out. But
How long did you have to wait? Like, before it was finally done? After so many false starts, too, thinking like, okay, it's over. Then it comes back. Anything, it's over. Then it comes back. So when it was all said and done, how long had you been dealing with that?
I'd say by the time, like, all my, like, because it was weird. The fingernails, they delaminated from the top. So as they grow out, I started getting them caught on things, and they would, like, rip off and stuff.
Jesus,
and then the toenails went, too. Like, one night I was just in bed, and I crawled in, and the sheets, like, pulled one off.
Ah! Yeah. Putting on a sock or some crap like that, you just rip one off. Yeah. Oh, man.
So it was just, and I see, like, by the time I finally got done and set, like, all the toenails that fell off, it was probably about, like, 3 to 4 weeks, like, all said and done.
Okay. So can you get this again?
Yes.
All right.
So you're hoping it's a one and done, like chicken pox or something?
I was hoping.
God.
Because chicken pox is a virus.
Right. That sounds awful, man.
What is the sickest you've ever been? 206-803-ROCK.
Like, we're like unlocking new fears that I didn't know I had.
I did not know that would bug me. You've heard about, you know, foot and mouth disease, whatever. I'm like, all right, it is what it is. Then he describes it, and I'm like, I'm not okay with this. And also, he probably used the word pustule more than any caller we've had in 20 years. I know there's another word, but like, bro, please stop saying that.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this?
I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,